From American Public Media, this is Top Score, a weekly visit with contemporary composers and musicians who make video game soundtracks. I'm Emily Rees. Composer Oleksa Lazauchuk is best known for his soundtracks in the Dead Rising series of games. However, he also wrote a piece for chamber ensemble and choir about a decade ago called Bright Sadness. I fell in love with Bright Sadness from the first note to the last.
The term Bright Sadness comes from my Orthodox spiritual tradition. And it's kind of, as we go into a period of Lent, it's kind of this, you know, the paradox of kind of dealing with the darkness of your own soul and the heaviness of life, yet at the same time, you know, seeing the brightness to come in the resurrection at the end of the Lenten season. And I think it was over a decade ago when I actually wrote it and we recorded it. It was after 9/11. We were part of an Arab church community in Montreal, so I was really exposed to a lot of microtonal, melismatic, ancient spiritual music traditions from all, you know, Palestinian, Arab, all kinds of different musical traditions that also mixed in with a lot of my Eastern European sort of harmonic sensibilities. My brother-in-law was, or is still, the principal cellist at the Quebec Symphony Orchestra. And I had always written music for him. He had played on my film scores as well. And at the time, I really felt like I needed to write something, not directly in response to 9/11, but it was a global event that really brought to the foreground things that are most important to us. And I needed to write something. And so I ended up getting a commission with the Canada Council of Arts to write this piece. All I knew that I wanted to write it for solo cello and for chamber ensemble and with voice. And kind of like I explained before in terms of my process, I just basically, had an idea of the concept that I wanted to really explore. And then I just started writing. Basically, you called together a couple of different ancient texts, which I thought helped convey those two emotions. I knew I wanted to mix both the sort of the sacred traditions as well as the folkloric traditions, because I felt I wanted to mix both joy and sadness, and I used those two paradigms, you know, musical paradigms, to bring those worlds together. It was all original, sometimes inspired by certain, melodic fragments that were ancient, but it was pretty much, yeah, I wrote it for my brother-in-law. It was something that we could connect on, and we ended up getting a lot of the principal players from the Quebec Symphony to play on it. And then my sister-in-law, Cammie Ward now, but she was a Lofgren back then, she was the featured soprano on it. I ended up playing tenor sopilko, which is like a tenor wooden flute, and I sang on it. And then we called together kind of the cream of the crop of who we could in Montreal and Quebec City at the time.
You can learn more about Oleksa Lazauchuk and hear music from his work in video games and film at classicalnpr.org/topscore. Top Score is funded in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. That's Top Score from American Public Media. I'm Emily Rees.